Obviously, it's difficult to reply because so many people have asked about this issue as to how much men stand to gain from equality, or how they can win out from greater equality. Well, you can't say X, Y, Z, you can't quantify it in simple terms, but there are nevertheless two examples which I think may shed light on this.
The first
is the parental scheme that we have in Sweden again, because it is a good instrument. We carried out an analysis about 15 years ago because we looked at opposition to the fact that men would make use of the parental insurance scheme. And there was a lot of opposition at the workplace from older men. And the way they expressed it was that you can't do work and rear children at the same time if you're a man. You can't be a real team player if you do that, in other words. So older men showed a degree of opposition, and we actually figured out quite quickly that they were jealous of the younger men who had an opportunity to spend time with their children. They hadn't had that opportunity. So basically, we're talking about a majority misconception here. Now, the second point pertains to divorces, and I'm speaking from a Swedish perspective again. We know that in over 70% of divorce cases, it's women who take the initiative to get a divorce. Now, this means that women realise that they have lived in a relationship which has an imbalance of power. He hasn't woken up to that fact, but she has. And he might stand up and say, well, we had such a great time at the beginning of our marriage, the honeymoon period and so on, and I haven't seen things change. Well, that speaks volumes in itself. We have to try to get men to wake up to the fact that there is an imbalance of power, that they live in an imbalance of power. And I am quite convinced that all men are loved for who they are, not because of the power that they have. Thank you. Michael Kimmel.
Thank you. I have a couple of comments generally to different questions that